Blog Talk Radio.
Thank ya, Rastafari.
Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay.
By the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Rastafari, Almighty. Rastafari, Almighty. Rastafari, Almighty. Rastafari, Almighty. Ever living, ever paid for.
Ever living, ever sure.
Ever sure.
Ever sure.
Ever living, ever paid for.
Ever sure.
Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey, yo!
Shabbat shalom, sendet salam, and thank Yah, thank Yah, Rastafari. It is Friday, Shabbat Eve, right here, Rastio, Tio, Sabbath day.
Children, abide the fire. Pray and Sendbet salam, sendbet salam, sendbet salam, sendbet salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, sendbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Sendbet salam, Shabbat shalom.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'zivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim v'natan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu, Ur, Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Besima'ab, wewelid, wemenfesu kedus, ahadu amlak, ze kedamit, ye kedamit, besenbet ken, meskel abra, samayin bekoakibit, shelleme, kohulum yilik, zahayin asaye, meskel abra, samayin bekoakibit, on the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat.
Thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger. Yod-Hayyeh. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Psalm 95. Oh come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my way. To whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Life is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. His holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. The Lord our God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with the people, 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 with the people.
נרננה לאדוני, נריע לצור ישענו. נקדם אפניו בתודה, בזמירות נריע לו. כי אל גדול אדוני, ומלך גדול על כל אלוהים, אשר בידו מחקרי ארץ, ותועפות הרים לו. אשר לו הים והוא עשהו, ויבשת ידיו יצרו. בואו נשתחווה ונכרעה, נברכה לפני אדוני עושינו. כי הוא אלוהינו, ואנחנו עם מרעיתו וצאן ידו. היום, אם בקולו תשמעו, אל תקשו לבבכם כמריבה, כיום מצא במדבר, אשר ניסוני אבותיכם, בחנוני גם ראו פועלי. 40 שנה אקוט בדור ואומר, עם טועה לבב הם, והם לא ידעו דרכי, אשר נשבעתי ואפי, אם יבואון אל מנוחתי, 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 מנוחתי. מזמור צד ובב. שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, שירו לאדוני כל הארץ, שירו לאדוני ברכו שמו, בשרו מיום ליום ישועתו, ספרו בגויים כבודו, וכל העמים נפלאותיו. כי גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד, נורא הוא על כל אלוהים. כי כל אלוהי העמים אלילים, ואדוני שמיים עשה, הוד והדר לפניו, עוז ותפארת במקדשו. הבו לאדוני משפחות עמים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, שאו מנחה ובואו לחצרותיו. השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש, חילו מפניו כל הארץ. אמרו בגויים, אדוני מלך, אף תיקון תבל בל תמות, ידין עמים ומשרים. ישמחו השמיים ותגל הארץ, ירעם הים ומלואו. יעלוס שדי וכל אשר בו, אז ירננו כל עצי יער. לפני אדוני קיבה, קיבה לשפוט הארץ, ישפוט תבל בצדק ועמים באמונתו. מזמור צד זין. אדוני מלך תגל הארץ, ישמחו איים רבים, ענן וערפל סביביו, צדק ומשפט מכון כסאו. אש לפניו תלך ותלהט סביב צריו, האירו ורקב תבל, ראתה ותח אל הארץ. הרים כדונג נמסו מלפני אדוני, מלפני אדון כל הארץ. הגידו השמיים צדקו, וראו כל העמים כבודו. יבושו כל עובדי פסל המתהללים באלילים, השתחוו לו כל אלוהים. שמעה ותשמח ציון, ותגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך אדוני. כי אתה אדוני עליון על כל הארץ, מאוד נעלית על כל אלוהים. אוהבי אדוני שנאו רע, שומר נפשות חסידיו, מיד רשעים יצילם. אור זרוע לצדיק ולישרי לב שמחה, שמחו צדיקים באדוני והודו לזכר קודשו. זכר קודשו, זכר קודשו, זכר קודשו, זכר קודשו. מזמור צד חט מזמור. שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, כי נפלאות עשה, הושיע לו ימינו וזרוע קודשו. הודיע אדוני ישועתו, לעיני הגויים גילה צדקתו. זכר חסדו ואמונתו לבית ישראל, ראו כל אפסי ארץ את ישועת אלוהינו. הריעו לאדוני כל הארץ, פיצחו ורננו וזמרו. זמרו לאדוני בכינור, בכינור וכל זמרה. בחצוצרות וכל שופר, הריעו לפני המלך אדוני. ירעם הים ומלואו, תבל ויוש ובה. נהרות ימחה וחף, יחד הרים ירננו. לפני אדוני קיבה לשפוט הארץ, ישפוט תבל בצדק ועמים במשרים. במשרים, 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 במשרים. מזמור צד תת. אדוני מלך ירגזו עמים, יושב קרובים תנות הארץ. אדוני בציון גדול, ורם הוא על כל העמים. יודו שמך גדול ונורא, קדוש הוא, ועוז מלך משפט אהב, אתה כוננת משרים, משפט וצדקה ביעקב, אתה עשית. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו להדום רגליו, קדוש הוא. משה ואהרון בכהניו, ושמואל בקוראי שמו. קוראים אל אדוני והוא יענם, בעמוד ענן ידבר עליהם, שמרו עדותיו וחוק נתן למו. אדוני אלוהינו אתה עניתם, אל נושא היית להם, ונוקם על עלילותם. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו להר קודשו, כי קדוש אדוני אלוהינו, 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 אלוהינו. מזמור כ"ט, מזמור לדוד. הבו לאדוני בני אלים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש. כל אדוני על המים אל הכבוד הרעים, אדוני על מים רבים. כל אדוני בכוח, כל אדוני בהדר, כל אדוני שובר ארזים, וישבר אדוני את ארזי הלבנון, וירקידם כמו עגל, לבנון וסיריון כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש, כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש. כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלות, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו ושלום, 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 ושלום.
Shabbat shalom.
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 You ask my sister, are you ready?
I wanna hear it, say yes. I wanna hear it, say yes.
Can't wait.
Send bet salam. Send bet salam. Send bet salam.
Send bet salam.
Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Send bet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature,
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
I say, give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and duty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
The Lord will bless his people with peace. 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 Peace.
Mizmor Kaftet, Mizmor Le David. Havu l'Adonai bene Elim. Havu l'Adonai kavod va'oz. Havu l'Adonai kevod shemo. ישתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש. כל אדוני על המים אל הכבוד הרעים, אדוני על מים רבים. כל אדוני בכוח, כל אדוני בהדר, כל אדוני שובר ארזים, וישבר אדוני את ארזי הלבנון. וירקידם כמו עגל, לבנון וסיריון כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש. כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש. כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלו, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו, ושלום, 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 ושלום,
Anna, bekoach, we beg thee, I. Anna, Anna, bekoach. Gedulata yamin katir zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yamin katir zerura. Untangle our knotted fate. Aver arina ta amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Kaver arina ta amika. Zangaveid, zangaveid, zangaveid. Ahreinu, nora, nora. Elevate and purify us. Zangaveid, zangaveid, zangaveid. Ahreinu, elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreaded one, awesome one, Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamre, Barchem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidik Atekta, Tamida, Tamle. Bless them, purify them, pity, pity, Barchem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidik Atekta, Tamida, may your righteousness always reward, always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvaka, powerful and holy and Isla One, in goodness, Nahela Idateka, in goodness lead your flock. Yahida Ge'eh Le'ameka Bine Zokhreya Kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn. Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Show atenu kavel, accept our cries. Show atenu kavel, accept our cries. Ushma, and hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Show aden, kavya ushma, aden. Yo dea ta elumot, O Noah of mysteries, of secrets. Yo dea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kvod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for Ivan, Ivan, Ivan.
Bye.
Kabbalat Shabbat, welcoming the Sabbath. Here, going through some of the opening, the songs, the psalms, welcoming the Sabbath, Psalm 95 to 99 plus 29. There's the Ana, the Koah, and here. Here we have Lekha Dodi, come my friend, to meet the bride, meet the Shabbat, right here.
Yeah.
Lekha Dodi, 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 Lekha Dodi, Likrat Tala, Pene Shabbat, Nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lekha Dodi, Likrat Tala, Pene Shabbat, Nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lekha Dodi Likrati Atala Bne Shabbati Nikapala. Keep and remember we're fused in one word. When the voice divine, Ivine, at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad da'ushmo echad echad. Wa hi-ubi-ubi Jehovah Yihyah Chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name. Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'chem U'ula Kitareta, W'tehillah. In him is our glory, in him our fame, Ayinai fame. Lekha Dodi Likrati Akala, Pnei Shabbati Nikavala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing Baraka divine. Blessings I vine. Lekha Dodi Likrati Akala, Bnei Shabbati Nikavala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king of the Nebus, even Nebus and the guest. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face, Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I again, to his grace. Lekha Dodi Likrati Akala, Pnei Shabbati Nikapala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lekha Dodi Likrati Akala, Pnei Shabbati Nikapala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha Dodi Likrati Akala, Pnei Shabbati Nikapala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elo Hayik, thy Elohim has loved thee I as bridegroom his bride. Lekha Dodi Likrati Akala, Pnei Shabbati Nikapala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, steeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lekha Dodi Likrati Akala, Pnei Shabbati Nikapala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari, we, I and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I, welcome thy day. we, thine I welcome, thy night. Lekha dodi alikrati kala, b'nei shabati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, ha Shabbat, the Senbet, greet, greet.
Shabbat shalom, Senbet salam,
Senbet salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for days of rest inside your home.
Here we have today's daily song. We have song. We have song time according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kedemal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
So here we have, according to the Royal Order, Psalm 136, come again. It's the great halal, the great hallelujah, the halal, the praise, the elilta, the exaltation psalm, the great praise psalm right here, here, here. And it corresponds with this weekly Torah portion reading and feeding here for the 15th sabbatical study for the Shabbat. Bo, Sabbath, go in. And we'd like to share a reasoning on a previous TJIF, Ancient Ancients, the Worship, and Pharaoh's Ass, the Per'a'a, the Great House, has asked. He asked Moshe to entreat, and the connection of this entreating with a Ancient, form of an Ancient offering. But first things first, right here for today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 136. It's the great halal, the great hallelujah, the great praise psalm. Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, hear.
Psalm 136.
Mizmor Kuf Lamedvav.
O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for he is good, for he is good, for he is good, for he is good.
Hodu Ladonai Kitov, 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 Kitov.
For his mercy endureth forever, endureth forever, endureth forever, endureth forever.
Kile Olam Hasdo, 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 Hasdo.
O give thanks unto the God of gods, God of gods, God of gods, God of gods, God of gods.
O du Elohe ha Elohim ha Elohim ha Elohim ha Elohim ha Elohim ha Elohim.
For his mercy endureth forever, forever, forever.
Ki le'olam hasdo, 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 hasdo.
O give thanks to the Lord of lords,
the Lord of lords,
the Lord of lords.
O du la Adonai Adonim, 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 Adonim.
For his mercy endureth forever,
endureth forever,
endureth forever, endureth.
Ki le'olam hasdol, ki le'olam hasdol, 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 hasdol.
To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. to him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever, and slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever, and Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever, and gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever, even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever, who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever, who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever, 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 forever.
Yes, yes, we're going to pick up the Midrash study on Psalm 136, again here in the season as it reflects on the content of this weekly Torah portion, the 15th sabbatical study for Shabbat Bo. But first things first, right here, 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 on Pharaoh's ass concerning Moshe to entreat for him and the Aishans, the ancient Aishans worship. You know, as it's been used in many different cultures and civilization, and Moses, Moshe, the Hebrews coming out of Mitzrayim, out of the Tawi, the two lands. But here, here, here. Let's
Let
begin.
My
let's
prayer
begin.
Be let's set begin. Forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense. As incense. As incense, 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 and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice, the evening sacrifice, the evening sacrifice.
We're hearing the last three plagues. Excuse me while I prepare to roll up and light. It's interesting that Pharaoh, he says in the previous Torah portion, I think he says entreat. You'll see that Pharaoh says to entreat. You know, he admits that he has that he has ucked up, as it were, Pharaoh. But it's a very interesting, as we see this almost, it becomes a repeated pattern right here within this area of the revelation and of the Torah portion. But here is coming to the end, right? And we're looking at the three last plagues and seeking to get some of the word art, if we will be able to present it, you know, within the video form. But I said, let me just start to record right here. I kept kind of thinking on it and beginning to kind of want to get into it, but as well want to present our presentation video-wise. But of course, for the brothers and sisters, give thanks for the tuning in, for the hearing and the live streaming, and also for checking out. May Jah bless the eye for checking out the listening on demand as well, because maybe when we're broadcasting might not be the best time for the eye, but know that you can bookmark the site, blogtalkradio.com/LOJ Society. So here we're in the last of the plagues and the judgments against the Pharaoh of the Exodus. And these last, what are the last three? And I found it to be very, very interesting what these last three are, and also where we're at in this present, we could say, event horizon. Where are we? Well, we got a new POTUS, like Poti Pera, Paro POTUS, Trump. You know, you know what's going on. Those of us in this present time who are hearing this Rhema word in 2017, Shabbat Shalom, send us Shalom, brothers and sisters, you know, because thank Jah, Rastafari. It is Friday. So, excuse my wild light, I and I slip as a mile with Memphis Kedusahadu. I'm not. Yes, I, brothers and sisters. So,
the previous Torah portion, right? Just to connect this theme right here, because I know we'll read these things, and you know we all grow, but iron sharpens iron. So just to share this right here, when Paro, when Pharaoh says, I think this is the seventh plague. The seventh plague is the hail. And it's interesting the hail connection, right? Hail, 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 right? But when Pharaoh says, let's bring this up right here, entreat. Let's look at entreat, right? Right, entreat. Not in the Western Gentile trick or treat sense, but entreat. We have entreat actually eight times in Exodus. Eight times in Exodus do we find entreat. Right, Exodus 8 and 8, 8 and 9, 8:28, 8:29, 8:30. We have it in 9 and 28. And here in this 15th sabbatical Torah portion, this manna, this sabbatical, right? This sabbatical manna, right? Food, angel bread, food for thought, right? This Torah portion, bow, enter, right? Enter, go in. Right? Moshe and Aaron are told to go in, right? But here, as elsewhere, we find Paro'o asking for something, right? Let's go to the first place he says this. And just the connection here, when we say, excuse me, make me light my spliff. All right, that's what Burhana, right? Burhana Selassie, I and I, Rastafari Joseph, the Rastafari Joseph, the Joseph in the Rastafari revelation, the revelation of the King of Kings Christ, in Exodus 8 and 8, and he went out from Paro'o, Pharaoh, and entreated the Lord. Turn your Bibles, brothers and sisters, those who are able to take, just take a moment, maybe pause it right here if you can. Let's get the scripture for a moment. Now, for the brothers and sisters, the Haparim and the disciples who are able and who are acquainted with this level, because some might just be coming in and still just with the basic, you know, the basic reading. We'll go into some of the words and behind the words using the softwares like the word program. When you look at the word behind the word entreat, in other words, entreated in the KJV, King James Version, that's the translation. The word behind that word entreat, right, is the H6279. Most of the brothers and sisters, no doubt, have some internet connection, even on their phones. So open up a search window and put in H6279, all as one, no spaces, H6279. Hit search, hit go, you know, search, and you'll find, you know, that it'll bring up the Strongs. What we're looking for is the Strongs, right? The Strongs, or it's the Strongs numbering, right? There's the word ata, right? Or ata. Right, atar, right, or atar or atar. Some say atar, they have A-T-H-A-R. Atar or atar, it's an oin, so it's the harder A sound. We have two A's, there's the aleif, right, it's more of a softer aleif, and then we have the oin, right, the hard and the soft. So the oin here is the oin. It's the tav and it's the resh, or it's the hard A, the a-ta-ra, atar. So atar, right? The atar. It's like tar, right? Tar, they talk about tar and nicotine, right? But check it out right here. Then Paro called for Moshe and Aaron, right? And he called for Moshe and Aharon. And he said, this is Paro here in Exodus 8 and 8, just taking a review so we can segue, right, as it were, into this Torah portion, because this theme here, Josh showed I and I this in the previous Rhema word and revelation and reasoning on this Torah portion. You know how we do, you know, reading over, studying over, and then it's that blessedness that he gives. He said, look at that word entreat. I said, okay. He entreated I to look at the word entreat. So I went to look at the word entreat as we find it in Exodus. Note this. In Exodus, we find the word entreat eight times. Eight times in the book of Exodus, from Exodus 8 and 8 to Exodus 10 and 18. And it's the Hebrew word atar, right? Atar, right? Or some say atar, but atar, right? It's the word entreat in English. Entreat, I-N-T-R-E-A-T. entreat. And it's the H6279. You can put that in the search. Hopefully, your brothers and sisters who are able, you put that in your search. You know, it's on your phone. Open on Google, Windows, something like that. Put it in the search and just look at the results, and you'll see the word is Atar. You might be able to see the Hebrew, no doubt, letters. And if you look at it, has one entry. One entry. And that one entry means, or is, the one entry is, it reads, the one entry for Atar, the H6279, is to burn incense. Ah. To burn incense, aishens, in worship. To burn aishens in worship. So Pharaoh, he called for Moshe and Aharon, and he said to them to entreat. He said, entreat. Yahuwah. Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. To entreat Jehovah that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go. See, he'll let the Hebrew people, the children of Israel, go, that they may do sacrifice to Jehovah. That's what Pharaoh said. Right? So Pharaoh, he called, really when you read the Hebrew, right, the word call there, right, he called for Moshe and Aaron, right? He called for Moshe and Aaron, and he asked that they would entreat, right, that they would entreat Jah on his behalf to take away, right, to take away what? To take away the frogs. Now, the word entreat is to burn aishens. All right, very clearly, you can see it right there, entreat, H6279, to burn incense, aishens, and worship, i.e., you see the i.e. in S, it's a Latin phrase, an academic scholarly phrase, in S, i.e., that is to say, basically, that is to say, to intercede. So to intercede is to entreat, and to entreat in the Hebrew oin, in the Hebrew sight, is to burn aishens, to burn incense in worship. So Pharaoh, Pharaoh called for Moshe and Aaron, and he said to them, entreat, burn aishens to Yahuwah, burn aishens to Jah, that he would take away, right, the frogs. So in order to take away the frogs, notice, this is interesting, because people say, well, I'm going to go pray, right, or I'm going to go worship. Now, see, this really makes us start to think about, okay, why we do, or even how we do what we do, right, as we start to grow in grace and in the knowledge, right? So to entreat is to burn incense, right, in worship. So you can burn incense to incense or fumigate the house, you know, on that level. It doesn't say that every time aishens is used, necessarily it's used in worship, but there is a worshipful use of the aishens. All right, so most of us are coming from the negative, as it were, to the positive, you know, from, you know, getting used to things in the world, flesh, and devil outside in the profane sense. But now as we come into the Hebrew discernment, right, the true eye, that true view, Jah's view, right, that HD, that Hebrew definition, right, that high definition, that Hebrew definition, we see that the word entreat, see, when you read this before, and you read entreat, especially in these eight places we find in Exodus, from Exodus 8 and 8 to Exodus 10 and 18. There are eight places where each of these places, let me just go over this right here just to make sure when we say this, it's right and exact, that it's accurate, right? Keeping it accurate. Yeah, in all eight places, the word entreat is to burn aishens, right? All eight places here for entreat is to burn aishens. So he said to burn incense, entreat Jah. So from the ancient conception, when one entreated, right, Elohim, Ha Elohim, the true power, or when one entreated even the so-called gods or whatever gods according to their conception. Another interesting thing to note right here, and we just put this here for the record, that you'll notice that though it was a judgment against the Elohim of Mitzrayim, that none are named. I want you to pay attention to that because it's very key. Because I was wondering, like, how come None of the Netaru, Nejaru, or Elohim or name. Elsewhere, we know that he who be who he be, that Hashem has no reticence. He doesn't hold back to name whether Baal or Ashtaroth or, you know, or whoever it may be. Even later on, he names a particular pharaoh, Necho, right? And he likens him to the dragon, right? The dragon in the rivers, right? But this Paro, this pharaoh, remains unnamed. Right? And the gods whom Yehovah judges also remain unnamed. That's a very important point for this reason. It goes along with the reason why when we have Moshe's mother and even Miriam, when they first are named in Shemot in Exodus, or when they first are mentioned, they are not named. Right? Because you have to remember that while in Egypt, the Hebrews, like we have become Americanized, many have become Americanized, lost their culture, so forth and so on, you know, become a part of the, you know, the popular culture. You know, we call it today Americanized, but in the ancient, it was Egyptianized. So the Hebrews, after being there for those hundreds of years, right, took on the ways of the people, took on the names of the people, right, just as we have. They have become almost like they lost themselves. Right? It was a sojourn there, but now was the time of Jehovah's visitation. Right? And in the manifesting forth of those plagues, right, we find Paro'o here. In the next verse it says, and Moses said to Paro'o, he said, glory. He said, glory over me, over I. Interesting, right? He said, glory, pa'ar, right, embellish, gleam. He said, boast. It also means to explain, clear yourself, clear oneself. It has the idea of like shaking a tree, as it were, to beautify, to boast yourself. He says, Moses says to Paro, remember Moses in Exodus 7 and 1, he is a Elohim to Paro. So in the Egyptian Mitraim or Kemetic sense, he is, and he's manifesting that God, right? He is a God to Paro. Pharaoh, in his own conception, he is the Sarah, right? He is the Sarai. He is the son of Ray. He is the Sarah, right? And in John's sight, that wasn't a biggie. You see, the biggie was that he said to Paro, let my people go that they may worship me. And Paro, Pharaoh, hardened his heart. He refused, right? And we can see this back and forth. It's like he seems to have like, what does Pharaoh have ADD or does he have bipolar or, I mean, what is going on here? Right? Is he, why does he say yay and then he says nay, then he says yay. That's okay. Moses said to Pharaoh, after Pharaoh said, entreat, right? Burn Ishans, entreat Jehovah, burn Ishans, burn a big head for me, right? And pray Jah. You know, pray Jah that he take away these frogs. So Moshe said to Paro, he said, glory, pa'ar, right? Glory over I. Now it's interesting because in the Hebrew we have tefera, tepara, tefera. Pa'ar is the root of the Hebrew tefari or the tiferet, right? Glory, beauty, glory, glory over I. When shall I entreat? When shall I otar? Burn Ishans in worship to intercede. Reciprocally, it means to listen to prayer. It's interesting. This word, atar, entreat, it means to listen to prayer. Right? So when we're speaking about the Ishans and the herb and seeking to know what is that ancient way, what is that order, right, after the order of Melchizedek, right? Well, right here. Now, when we go to the root of the word entreat, it's from the H6281. So the word entreat often is translated as entreat or to make a prayer. So in the ancient time, to make a prayer consisted of the use of Ishans or incense, right, in intercession, in listening, right, to prayer. But then that's linked to a place name, a place in Yisrael, Israel, is known as Atar. Right, the Atar. Some would read it as ether or ether. Right, the Atar, the ether, which means abundance. It means abundance. Let's go here for a moment. It's the H6281. So what we're doing right here is looking at the word entreat. Yes, I, Rastafari. We're looking at the word entreat. And we see the link of the word entreat is the word atar, which means to burn incense, right? To burn incense in prayer, to burn incense in worship, to burn incense, incense in intercession. And how that word is linked to a place name in Israel, which is known as Ether or Etah, Etah. All right, it's a place in Israel. Now, even that word, that link, this is how we search. It says seek, right? Seek and search, right? So we have that first idea, which is a whole medi in itself, because you probably read over it, like I've read over this, and it says entreat, entreat for me. So we think it means like, so, Ja, can you do such and such? And it's just like maybe just to talk and so forth and so on. Well, but of course, word, sound, and power, but also the use of the aishans. Right, and it's very, I give thanks, I and I, you know, co-laborers in this ministry, you know, both those who labor with I and I within this community, right, within this LOJ, Lion of Judah movement, right, of Rastafari, of Jah people, as well as other brothers and sisters co-laboring, because, you know, when you're listening to others' reasoning and bringing forward those revelations, Sister Mariama had brought forth the reasoning, I think, previously about on the waves, speaking about the waves and the, like the electrical, electronic, these waves that are going on, you know, that which we don't see, but also there's a connection with Aishans, I remember. There's a link in the connection with Aishans, what the Aishans does. You would notice that as we burn Aishans, right, or incense, especially those holy incenses and Aishanses, such as the frankincense and the myrrh, you know, on that level, it helps to purify, right, the atmosphere and our vibes. You know what I mean? Because it breaks through all of these other sort of waves, these spirits and waves that are there, right? So we can recognize, even from the usage, right, this connection in the ancient worship, but we've lost something in these latter days and time, and Rastafari give thanks to Kedemawe HaLeSelassie BeYesus Christos Sim, right, in the name of Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, for the restoration of this, because now in our study, we find the evidence. So Moshe says to Paro, glory, right? Pa'ar, which is the root of Tefara, Tapara, Tisara, Tiferet, the Tefari, within the Hebraic sense, right? Glory over I, when shall I entreat for thee and for thy servants and for thy people to destroy the frogs from thee and thy houses, that they may remain in the river only? He asks them a question right here. Alright, so we look at that word, and then now we link the root of Ata or Eta, you'll see it as Ether, E-T-H-E-R, a place in Israel. We just want to open up right here the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary if we are able to. I think we have this here on downloaded some of these apps, brothers and sisters, you know, some of these apps, and, you know, it's we like the hard copy too, but sometimes these are always good to have, because sometimes you have that thought, you have that many, and you want to follow up, or you want to tune up, or tighten up, or just check and see, was that the way I heard it, was that the way I read it, was that what it is, you know, to follow up on a revelation, or even a reasoning. So it's good to have some of these things as a quick reference. Now, okay, that's the problem with the word Essa, because it's like together. So the search here, we're trying to do a quick search. But we're going to follow up on that word Essa, right? That word Essa or Ether. Okay, Gesser. Okay, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, E, E, F, G. Okay, so we're at G. So if we go, boom, we got it, we got it, we got it. We got contact. It's on this page right here. Ether or Eta, Uta. Eta is plenty, riches, abundance, fullness. Remember, this is linked with the word to burn aishans, right? To burn incense in intercession and in worship, right? Eta is connected to plenty, riches, abundance, fullness. It's a city in the lowland of Yehuda in Joshua 15 and 42. Metaphysically, praise refers to Yehuda being in touch with the fullness of abundant substance in the subconsciousness. The subconsciousness is that low land, right? That we have our consciousness, right? And then we have our subconsciousness. See, some people are in the subconscious level, you know what I mean? Or some might even call it a kind of an unconscious, but there's that subconscious level, and then we have the God mind, the Christ mind, that super, you know, consciousness, as it were, right? But here we're speaking about Essa as it relates to entreating and as it relates to the use of the Aishans and intercession and worship. We find that praise, is essential, representing Judah, since Ephah, right, or Uttah, was a city in the lowland of Judah. Now, Ephah, right, or you can see it as Ether, which is a kind of an interesting connection, and it's the word right before Ethiopia within the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary entry, so that's also of some interest, is the spiritual substance. What kind of substance? It is spiritual. But some people say, well, spirit is like air, is like breath. What is the substance of spirit? You know what I'm saying? So it even takes that Christ mind, or that grace, and that anointed, and that repairing of our eye and our hearing, right? The shama, that faith comes by hearing, right? And hearing by that word of Ha-Elohim. So in looking into his word, as we're looking into the Torah portion here, and just taking this as a kind of snapshot, when I saw this, I said, wow, that's interesting. I started to think on it a little bit more. Then I went over it. I said, Chan, I got to share this with the brothers and sisters, especially right here, especially right now. So we have the ether, or the ether. The ether is a spiritual substance in which we live, move, and have our being. Sounds familiar, right? Hawari Apollos, Rab Shaul speaks to that, right? The spiritual substance in which we live, move, and have our being, and out of which can be made whatever we desire, whatever we desire. Now, some scientists, and we say like the Gnostics, when we're speaking about science in the Jah, in the God, in the Christ science, we're speaking about the true gnosis, right? So we might say scientists, because scientia, or science, the word means to know. Simple, basic, like gnosis, to know. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So some scientists teach that space, they teach us that space is heavily charged with energies that would transform the earth if they could be controlled. Arthur Eddington says that about half the leading physicists, they assert that the ether, so this word, ata and eta, you read it in translation, it's connected with what we call the ether, right? So think about the aishant and the ether, the ear, right? The ether exists, and the other half deny its existence. So some of the physicists have the eye to see that the ether exists, while the other half, or others, they deny its existence. But in the words of Arthur Eddington, right, he says, both parties mean exactly the same thing and are divided only by words. So one says the ether exists, and the other says, no, the ether does not exist. And in a sense, according to Arthur Eddington, I think I get his point, right, they basically are saying the same thing based on what they are able to see and what they are able to perceive, right? He says that hearing here, right, and, you know, hearing here, and ones don't understand. Seeing see, and they don't perceive, right? So some perceive it, some don't perceive it. And even those who don't perceive it is still there, but it being what it is, right, is also able not to be perceived. When we say in the creed, right, the Orthodox creed, he who is seen, he who is not seen, he was visible and invisible. Yovas? So we're speaking of the ether. So one with spiritual, iritical understanding knows that the ether, the atta, right, exists as an emanation of mind. Now what is emanation? Now we know our Abba and Father, he warns us about the pseudo-emanation philosophy of the world, flesh, and devil system, right, and of this so-called, this new age ism, schism, right, that's not based on the word of truth, right? But the emanation is like, for example, a word. Word sound emanates from our mouth. You know what I'm saying? Word sound emanates, right? The emanation of the mind, the thoughts, right? May the words of I and I mouth and the meditation, that meditation, the vibration, the emanation of mind, right, and should not be confused, make no mistake, right, in pretending or assuming that man is emanated from a deity, right, or a god. Man is not emanated. We are created in his image and after his likeness, and male and female, he created them. So this is not to be confused in its limitations with matter. What we just said is not to be confused with its limitation in matter, because some think that there's a time when man will not be. You understand? But they don't recognize that man, essentially, in essence, is in the mind, right, of the blameless creator, right? And he created mind as that reflection in his image and after his likeness. So is there a time when the Almighty will never be? Of course not. So there can't be a time when man will never be, because this was always in the thought of the Almighty. And he created man, right? Not emanated man. He created man in his image and after his likeness. And this should not be confused with, in its limitations with matter. It's being, the being. It be what it be, right? He be who he be. He said, Ahya Asher, Ahya, Ahya Asher, Ahya, Ahya Sharahya, right? I am, right? That which I am. Its being is governed and sustained by ideas. Ideas, thoughts. And ideas, thoughts, have no physical, psychical limitation. Thus, peek into the mystery of the Aishans. The Aishans in worship. Right? May our prayers go up before he who be who he be. Right? As the evening Aishans. Why was Aishans used especially in the evening worship? You know what I'm saying? In the evening worship. We find it even written within the Psalms. So as we study these things and we discern and we glean from it, what a blessing. What an abundance. So we're just reading right here from the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, still on this word right here, which then links to Atar when we get to the very root of it, right? Atar, the H6280. So we've touched on three terms, right? Three words. We started out with the word entreat, which links to the Aishans, burning Aishans in worship and intercession and in prayer, right? The H6279. Then we went to the H6281, the Ether, E-T-H-E-R, right, or Ether, abundance, a place in Israel, in the lowlands of Yehuda, in the lowlands of what? Praise. In the lowlands of praise. Yehuda being praise. Isis, right? Thanks and praise. Thanksgiving, Misgana giving, right? Then we have the H6280. And the 6280 brings us to the word right here, Ata. Sound much like the first word, but in this sense is to be causatively, to make abundant. And this is the prime, the primitive, the first, the good, as we can say in that sense, root, right? To be, to make abundant. But now in King James Version of the Bible, it's translated in two particular ways, right? The KJV connection is one deceitful and the other is multiply. That's interesting, ain't that? Deceitful or multiply. See, that's the two ways. It's like the two ways right there. You know what I mean? The choice. Which way? And that's interesting with the Aishans too, right? The Aishans in that sense can be used, right, in that sense in two ways, right? It can be used in two ways, in the holy way or in other ways, right? Now, let's look up this. We have two places in the Bible. I'm really curious about why it says that in King James Version, in one place, atar means to multiply in a sense of abundance. And in another case, it can mean deceitful. Proverbs 27:6 says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. And it uses the word atar. Huh. Then in Ezekiel 35:13, it reads, thus with your mouth, ye y'all have boasted against me. Y'all have boasted against I. And have multiplied your words against me. I have heard them. That's Ezekiel 35:13. Now, this is, like we said, this is a related Hebrew hieroglyphic root with the first root that we've been speaking about, and that is to entreat, right? And how Pharaoh asked that Moses and Aaron entreat Jah, right, Jehovah, right, when the plague of the frogs came about, right, and then we have Exodus 8:28, Pharaoh said, I will let you go that y'all may sacrifice to Jehovah your power in the wilderness, only y'all shall not go very far away. He wanted to keep the Bnei Yisrael, he wanted to keep the Hebrews close by. Like I and I, one of them said, he said, what's that old saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Paro, oh, he was really paro. He was really extremely paro. He says, only y'all should not go very far away. And then he says, entreat for me. He says, burn Aishans, intercede, pray for me. In other words, he says, when you burn that Aishans, burn it for me. All right, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like in the Western Gentile culture, they'll take a drink. Like they will give cheers with a drink, you know, like, you know, with the wine or whatnot or alcohol of some kind or toast or whatnot like that. Right? But in the ancient sense, the drinking, I explained this, share this with a sister, and this is also the reason why Rastaman say, you know, when we sup the chalice, we say, sup the chalice. Notice that? And Rastaman don't say, like, I am smoking. We don't use that sort of terminology. It's the Aishans that is smoking, not I that is smoking, but it's the Aishans that is smoking. You know, I am burning it. I am causing it to burn, right? And I am supping, drinking. All right, so the idea in ancient and archaic Amharic for smoking was teta. Teta is the word to drink. So the word to drink in the archaic or the older highland and holy Solomonic Davidic covenant kingdom use of the Amharic, the old phrase for smoking was to drink, right? Like to sup the chalice, just to kind of keep that in mind right there. So this idea that we can read in Exodus 8 and 28, where he says, okay, you could go, don't go very far, and atar, right? And atar for I, you know, build that tar, make that tar, burn some aishants, right? Burn some aishants, as he's saying right here, burn some aishants for I, you know, burn some aishants for I. Just looking over the Hebrew here, it is really, really, you know, very, you know, very, very interesting. He says, don't go far, right? Et ha'am, you know what I mean? You know, entreat. He says, entreat for I. Then in the next verse, Moses says to Paro, behold, I go out from thee, and I will, he says, entreat Yehovah. He's going to entreat Jehovah. He's going to entreat Hashem. He said, I am going to burn the Aishans. I am going to entreat, you know, I'm going to entreat Hashem. All right, let me look at the verse right here. Yes, I'm going to entreat Hashem. He says, that the swarms of the flies may depart from Paro'o and from his servants and from his people tomorrow, but let not Paro'o, let not Pharaoh, the federal government of Egypt, deal deceitfully anymore in not letting the people go to sacrifice to Jehovah, right, to Yehovah. To he who be, who he be, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Then in verse 30, it says, and Moshe went out from Paro and entreated. So then he went out from Pharaoh and he entreated. He entreated Jah. Right? Then we have in 9:28, entreat Jah, right? For it is enough that there be no more mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and y'all shall stay no longer. This is 9 and 28. Remember, there's 8 places where Paro and where the back and forth is concerning entreating Jehovah. And very clearly in the entreaty of Jehovah, here is the ha-etiru ala Yehovah. Ha itiru is like saying you all. If I say ha itiru, al Yehowa, I'm saying like entreat Jah. You know, burn aishans, right? Burn aishans for Jah, right? In other words, intercede, right? Pray. In that sense, because we know that the prayer is connected with the Aishans. Revelation makes that very clear, the Psalms of David. And also, when we look at the pattern, right, of the Holy Liberty, especially concerning the Holy Orders, we see that within the priestical order, but we even see that right here very clearly in Exodus, right? So then we have two more, and these two now link with this Torah portion, the 15th Torah portion, and saying, Shah. Rastafari, it is Friday, brothers and sisters, for this 15th Torah portion reading and feeding bowl, right? Go in. So we have in Exodus chapter 10, verse 17, now therefore forgive, I pray thee, my sin. This is Paro speaking. Pharaoh is now asking Moshe and Aharon to forgive, right? To forgive, he prayed them, right, his sin only this once, and entreat. You see, the atar ha'etiru, right? Ha'etiru al Yehovah, right? Entreat Jah, burn aishans in worship, intercede reciprocally to listen to prayer, right? To he who be your power, Elohim, that he may take away from me this death only. That he may take away what from Paro? The death only. Then we have verse 18 for the last place of the entreaty, the call to entreat, the call to burn Aishin. So we have eight times. This is mentioned in Exodus in three chapters, right? Many of them, mainly in chapter 8, but then we have one in chapter 9, one reference, and two here in chapter 10, and this is the second one. And he went out from Paro, right? And he went out from Pharaoh and entreated, right? And entreated Yitar al Yehovah, and he entreated Jah. Right, he entreated he who be who he be. And we get to see right here that the locust plague, right, the locusts were removed by Jah with a mighty strong west wind. Now that's very interesting when we think about what do the locusts represent, right? Does that have anything to do with the locust plague, the immigration, Trump's immigration and locust plague? Right, speaking about these nations, because prophecy says that Jah will send the terrible of all nations on that end time, you know, that end time city that's like Sodom and like Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. So we can see there were 7 years, right? 7 years of Obama, right? The 7 years of Obama now, 2017, right? 3 years will bring us to 2020, but let's think about it. 2019, that's 400 years. Right, for the once lost, now found, black and brown. And then we have 2020, which is the Ethiopic and the true 2012. So think about these 3 years and then the three remaining plagues. This is what I think we need to focus on, these three remaining plagues, and how there is a high likelihood and probability, right, that these two, right, will manifest, right, as we get closer and closer and move onward and upward in the King of Kings, Christ. Amen. Amen. Shalom, Habarim. Shalom. Let's take a little Selah moment right here and thank Jah Rastafari. It is Friday. Shalom. 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 Shalom.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For thee as incense. For thee as incense. For thee.
And Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay, yay, yay.
Yes, yes, yes. So here, Psalm 136, and its connection here in the Midrash study to this Torah reading and feeding here in the second book of Moshe, here in the Hebrew book that's called Exodus. So from the Hebrew perspective, Sefer Shemot, the book of the names. So here.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
He goes away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture. The good for the poor by instead. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one, humble yourself. Oh, my brother, Ethiopia.
Psalm 136.
Mizmor Kuf Lamedvav.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for he is good, for he is good, for he is good, for he is good.
Hodu Ladonai Kitov, 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 Kitov.
For his mercy endureth forever, endureth forever, endureth forever, endureth forever.
Ile olam hasdo, 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 hasdo.
Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, God of gods, God of gods, God of gods, God of gods.
Odu le Elohim, ha Elohim, ha Elohim, ha Elohim, ha Elohim, ha Elohim.
For his mercy endureth forever, forever, forever.
Ile olam hasdo, hasdo, hasdo.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords,
O הודו לאדוני האדונים, 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 האדונים.
For his mercy endureth forever, endureth forever, endureth forever.
כי לעולם חסדו.
Down in this valley, down in to him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Forever, forever, forever.
What I am in love in Africa.
Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Wow. Or some say, Kof Lamed Vav, Mizmor Kof Lamed Wow. Psalm 136, Mizmor Kof Lamed Wow. Psalm TXXXVI, often referred to as the great Halal, Halel, the great, the great praise. Here today's daily psalm, known as the Halel HaGadol, the great Halel. So the psalm, today's psalm is more Kof Lamed Wow in the ancient pointing, Kof Lamed Wow, modern Hebrew, Kof Lamed Vav. Psalm 136 is often called Halel HaGadol, the great Halel, the great Elil, the Elilta, the great Elil, the great praise psalm. So here, in the intro to today's psalm, it refers us to the introduction to Psalm CXII, to Mizmor Kof Yod Gimel Kof Yud Gamel, to Psalm 113, Psalm CXII, the introduction here. And Psalm 113, Mizmor Kof Yod Gamel Kof Yud Gimel, Psalm 113 is deemed praise God or a hallelujah. Praise Yah, He who be, hallelujah psalm. And here it says that Psalm CXIII to Psalm CXVIII, Psalm 113 to Psalm 118 are named in the Talmud, the ancient teaching,
The Talmud, there's many types of teaching. So the ancient teaching, teaching in Hebrew, operative word, Talmud, like you said, Timharit, the teaching as the Hallel, the praise, the Ililta, the Ililta of Mitzrayim, the praise, the Hallel of Egypt, because of the mention of the Exodus at the opening of Psalm CXIV, Psalm 114, in contradistinction to the great Hallel, the Hallel HaGadol, the great Hallel, that is variously defined as the song of ascent. The song of ascent. You have the ascension psalms that begin with Psalm 120, Psalm CXX, or more commonly, Psalm CXXXVI, Psalm 136. They are included in the Judaic liturgy, the Kaddish, the Kedase, on the new moon, the Rosh Chodesh, the pilgrim festival, the Shalosh Regalim, and the feast of dedication, or the Hanukkah. And there's the rubric that we have in the Seder, the prayer books as well, that can be referred to. And it says that probably they originated after the return from Babylon by the black Jews and Babylon, the black Yehudi, the Judahites, to celebrate, to celebrate that event. So here, in the intro to the hymn of praise, today's psalm is Morkov. Lamed, wow, Kof Lamed Vav, Kof Lamed, wow, Psalm 136, referring us to the introduction that we just read from Psalm 113. Now, like the previous Mizmor, Psalm, Chant, Isis, Intonation, it is a compilation for liturgical use, for use in the Kaddish, for the use in the Kedase, in the liturgy, lauding, applauding, praising Ha-Elohim, true good, true God, as the controlling power of nature, of the Netches, Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity, and also of Yisrael, Israel, the Tsar, the Prince of El, of the Almighty's history, Ainai story. Now, the refrain is a refrain in today's psalm, the Hallel HaGadol. The refrain, or chorus line, as ones would refer to it, was sung by the choir of Hallelujah, the choir of the Levites, and for the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, of Hasharev. Here, today's psalm, opening first three verses of Mizmor Kof Lamed Wow. Hodu Layahua Kito Le Olam Chasido. Hodu Alelohe HaElohim Ki Ale Olam Chasido. Hodu Ala Adonai HaAdonim Ki Ale Olam Chasido. Oh, give thanks, y'all. Hodu. The imperative, the command, speaking to y'all, you all, to give thanks. Hodu, praise, give thanks. Hodu. Give tawada, toda, hodu, la Yahua, to he who be, who he be. Ki, oh, ki, because, for, because, ki, oh, ki atawab, ki, oh, for he is good. Hodu, la Yahua, ki, oh. And here the refrain, ki le olam chasido, for his mercy endureth forever, for ever. Ki, because, for, ki le olam, forever, to the world, forever, chasido, his chesed, chasido, his mercy, his loving kindness, chesed, the root, love, loving mercy, chesed, chasido, here, his mercy. His loving kindness, his mercy endure forever. The Hebrew order is for forever his mercy. So in the translations it's somewhat turned around that for his mercy endures forever, but the Hebrew brings out the word order of for forever his mercy. Ki le olam chasido. So the opening, hodu. Oh, give thanks, y'all. La Yahuwah. To he who be, who he be, ki tov, for he is good, for good. The Hebrew is ki, for, oh, for good. Hodu, la Yahuwah, ki tov. Oh, y'all give thanks to he who be, who he be, to Jehovah, ki tov, for good. Ki le'olam chasido, for forever his mercy, his loving kindness. The opening verse here is identical with the opening of Psalm CVI, Psalm 106, Psalm CVII, Psalm 107, and Psalm CXVIII, Psalm 118. Chaverim. So we have the same opening right here. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov ki le'olam chasado. Then the bait, the second verse. Hodu, oh give thanks, y'all. Lelohe ha'elohim. Oh, y'all give thanks. Hodu to the God of gods. The translator translates. Lelohe to the Elohim. Ha'elohim to the Elohim of Elohim. Lelohe ha'elohim to the Elohim of the Holy Trinity, the true Trinity. Ha'elohim. Hodu. Lelohe ha'elohim. Pointing to the Father. Hodu lelohe ha'elohim ki le'olam chasado, for forever to the world without end, for the eternity. Ki le'olam chasado, his mercy forever, forever. Then the Gimel, Gamel, the third verse, the Abu Gi, right, the Aleph Beit, the Gimel. Here the third verse. Hodu la Adonai ha'adonim. Give thanks, y'all. La Adonai. La Adonai to the Adonai, the Adonai of Ha'adonim, of the Adonim, of the Adonis, to the Lord of Lords, here referring to Habain, to the Son. So in the first, speaking of the Father, Lelohe Ha'elohim, to the Elohim of Elohim, the Elohim of the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity, here, Hodu, La Adonai Ha'adonim, speaking to the Son and of the Son. Adonai, the Adoni of the Adonim. Why? Ki le'olam, for forever chasado. Forever is his mercy, forever is his loving kindness. Now the phrases, Lelohe ha'elohim, or Elohe ha'elohim, the Elohim of Elohim, and Adonai ha'adonim, the God of gods and Lord of lords. This is taken from Devarim, Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17. Some say this may mean nothing more than the supreme. This is to say the supreme Elohim, the supreme Adonai, Adonai, like the phrase heaven of heavens. Heaven of heavens also refers to the highest heavens, or the supreme heaven is the heaven of heavens. The supreme Elohim is the Elohe ha'Elohim. The supreme Adonai, Adonai is the Adonai ha'Adonim. So here, just a groundation. Opening here of today's psalm, the Hallel HaGadol, the great Hallel, the great praise, the great Elokta, exaltation, praise, giving thanks and praise. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov ki le'olam chasado. Thank you.
Yes, 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 yes. Here, here, the Midrash, Midrash, the great halal, the great hallelujah, the great praise. The great praise, Psalm 136, right here, the Midrash. Midrash, the study. Here, the study on today's daily psalm.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. Here, 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 today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed, wow. Kof Lamed, wow. Or some say, Kof Lamed Vav. And I say, ancient pointing, Kof Lamed, wow. Here, today's psalm, Psalm 136. Psalm 136, Mizmor Kof Lamed, wow. Psalm CXXXVI. Hear, hear, hear today's psalm. Hear, hear, hear Shema Yisrael, Midrash, study. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. For his mercy endureth forever. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov, ki le'olam chasido. Oh, give thanks, y'all. Hodu, hodu, give toda, tawada, toda, thanks. Hodu, imperative speaking to many, speaking to y'all, you all. Hodu, la Yahuwah, ki tov. Oh, give thanks to he who be, who he be. Ki tov, for good. Often translated as, for he is good. Hebraically, for good. Ki tov. Ki le'olam chasido. For his mercy, chasido, his chesed, the chesed, his loving kindness, chesed, chasido, his mercy endureth forever, for ever. Ki le olam chasido, forever, for forever, ki le olam chasido, his mercy, his loving kindness. So here, 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 opening verse, the Aleph verse of Mizmor of Lamed, wow. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov ki le'olam chasido. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught, give thanks la Yahuwah to Jehovah, to he who be, who he be, who makes a man pay for his sins out of his property. A rich man pays with his ox, a poor man with his lamb, an orphan with his egg, a widow with her hand. Hear, hear, hear. Midrash on Mizmor Kof Lamed. Wow. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov ki le'olam chasido. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, he taught that give thanks. Here, the opening verse. Hodu la Yahuwah. Give thanks to Jehovah, who makes a man pay for his sins, his chet. Chatiyat, his sins out of his property. A rich man pays with his ox, a poor man with his lamb, an orphan with his egg, a widow with her hen. Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, Joshua ben Levi, he said further, with reference to whom is his mercy endureth forever. With reference to who is ki le'olam chasido, repeated 26 times in this mizmor, in this psalm, in this chant, this intonation, this Isis, with reference to the 26 generations that Elohim created in his world, generations to that he did not give ha-Torah, he did not give the law, the directions, instructions, the teaching of his majesty, ha-Torah, but that in his mercy, chasido, his chesed, he sustained. And here, here, Midrash note, the 26 generations connected with the 26 times, the refrain to today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed, wow, the refrain, ki le'olam chasido,
for his mercy endure forever, the 26 times, the 26 generations, from Adam to Moshe, from Adam to Moses, prior to the revelation of HaTorah, prior to the revelation of the Torah, had no merit of their own and were sustained solely and only because of HaElohim's mercy, because of the true good, the true God's chesed, because of chasedo. Thus, ki le'olam chasedo, for his mercy endureth forever, forever. Why is this psalm called the Great Hallel? Why is this psalm called Hallel HaGadol, the Great Hallel? Hallel. Here, Midrash note, the Great Hallel, Hallel HaGadol, the great praise, the great psalm of praise, of thanks and praise, the great psalm of praise, the Hallel HaGadol, the great Elilta, the great the Elilta exaltation, Hallel HaGadol,
HaGadol,
HaGadol. Rav Yochanan explained, because this psalm, this Mizmor, says that HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, sits in the highest heaven of the universe, the Einavash, and apportions food to every creature. And here a Midrash note, He giveth food to all flesh. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven. Here, pointing to verses 25 to 26 of today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Wow, verses 25 and 26. Notain lechem lekol basar ki leolam chasedo. Who, he who be who he be, Yahuwah Jehovah, who giveth food to all flesh. Yahuwah, he who be who he be, notain, who giveth lechem, food or bread, lechem, likol, basar, likol, for all, kol, basar, for all flesh, ki le'olam chasedo, forever his mercy, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 26, hodu le'el hashamayim, ki le'olam chasedo, oh, give thanks, y'all, hodu, give thanks, y'all, to the El, true good, true God, the Almighty, Le'el HaShemayim, to the El of the heavens, Le'el HaShemayim, Hodu Le'el HaShemayim, Ki Le'olam Chasedo, for His mercy endureth forever, for ever. Where does the great Hallel begin? Where does the Hallel HaGadol begin? Rav Yehuda, Judah said, it begins with, oh, give thanks to Jehovah. Here, pointing to Psalm 136, the first verse, Hebraically. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov. Hodu, give thanks, y'all, to Jehovah, to he who be, who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Ki tov, for good, for he is good. And Rav Yehuda, Judah, said, it goes up to by the rivers of Babylon. The next psalm, Psalm 137, Hebraically, the first verse. Al Nahirot Babel, by the rivers of Babylon, beginning with Hodu La Yahuwah Ki Tov, to Al Nahirot Babel, by the rivers of Babylon, Al Nahirot Babel. But Rav Yochanan maintained it begins with a song of ascents. And here, Midrash note, the Psalms, beginning with Psalm 120, with Mizmor Kof Kaf, Psalm 120, bear the superscription, Shir HaMa'elot, Shir HaMa'alot, Shir HaMa'elot, a song of ascents, a song of degrees. Hence, it begins with Psalm 120, the Shir HaMa'elot, song of ascents, song of degrees, song of going up of the Aliyot, Shir HaMa'elot, and goes up to by the rivers of Babylon, Al Naherot Babel, Psalm 137, first verse. And Rav Acha said, it begins with, for the Lord has chosen Jacob, Yaakov, to himself. Hear, 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 Rav Acha, pointing to Psalm 135, the fourth verse, Hebraically. Ki Yaakov Bachar Lau Yah, for Yah, for Jah, for he who be, hath chosen Jacob, Yaakov, to himself, for himself. Ki Yaakov Bachar Lau Yah. And goes up to Al Nahar Babel, by the rivers of Babylon. Psalm 137, the first verse. To him who alone doeth wonders. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed. Wow. Hear the Dalet verse, the fourth verse. Le Oseh Niflaota Gedolota Levado. To him who alone, Levado, Lebado, who alone doeth great wonders. Le Oseh Niflaota Gedolota Levado. Why alone? Why Levado? Why Lebado? Why alone? It is conceivable, is it conceivable that anyone else would be helping him to do great wonders? Alone, Lebado, Levado, Lebado. Alone, it implies, however, that Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, alone knows what wonders he does. For example, a man is laying on his bed, and on the ground before him there is a snake. As the man is about to get up from his bed, the snake is startled away. Yet the man has not the slightest knowledge of what wonders HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, has just done for him. And who knows? HaKadosh Levado, the Holy One alone, Baruch Hu, blessed be he. Likewise, the psalmist says, according to Psalm, Mizmor, Psalm 40, according to Psalm 40, verse 6, where it reads, many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works that thou hast done, and thy thoughts that are to us word, to I and I word, toward I and I. They cannot be reckoned up in order to thee I. Rabot asita ata Yahuwah Elohai nifaloteka uamachshevoteka eleinu ein roka eleka eda agida wadabera atzmua miya saper. Hear the full verse from Mizmor Mim, Mizmor Meim, Psalm 40, Mizmor Mim, Mizmor Meim, Psalm XL, hear the wow verse. Here's a sixth verse that reads, many things hast thou done. Yahuwah Elohai, he who be, who he be, Elohai, highly I, my source, my strength, my power, my almighty. Even thy wondrous walks and thy thoughts toward us, toward I and I, there is none to be compared to thee I. Rabota osita, ata, Yahuwah Elohai. Nifloteka uamach shaboteka eleinu eina eroka eleka. That is to say, I cannot reckon up the praise, the eyes of thee, of the eye, and am not competent to declare thy wonderful walks, thy wonderful works. Hear, hear, hear. Agida wadabera. Agida. Why da bera? If I would declare and speak of them, agida, agida, to declare, why da bera, and speak of them, They are more than can be told. Atzmu, miyasaper. Atzmu, they're more misaper, misaper, that can be told, that can be reckoned. And here, Midrash note. The Midrash note refers us to the Midrash on Psalm 106, the first perek, the first section. And here in Mizmor Kof, wow, Psalm 106, Psalm CVI, here is the connected theme, why alone, levado. Is it conceivable that anyone else would be helping him to do wondrous works? Levado, alone, means that Ha'el, the true good, the true God alone, knows how many wondrous works he does every day. Hence, Dawid said, here pointing again to Psalm 40 and 6, Many Yahweh Elohai, Jehovah Elohai Haliyai, are thy wonderful works that thou hast done, and thy thoughts that are to us word. And of the words, they cannot be reckoned up in order to the eye. They cannot be reckoned up in order. Rav Acha said, we can number neither thy wonderful works that thou doest, nor thy thoughts, nor can his glory be precisely reckoned. Consider an analogy of two men, one strong and the other weak. Is it possible for the weak man to recount the glorious deeds of the strong one? No, for he can have no understanding, no overstanding of the glorious deeds of the strong man. But the strong man knows his own strength, and he can recount the glorious deeds of another strong man. Therefore, David asks, who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? And answered, he who can show forth all his praise. Here. Once again, pointing to the opening verse of Psalm 106 here. Who can express the mighty acts of the Lord of Jehovah? Mia Yimalela Giborot Yahuwah, or make all his praise to be heard? Yashamia Kola Tehilato Leose Nifloota Gedolota Levado, to him who alone, Levado, Levado, who alone doeth great wonders. Leose Nifloota Gedolot Levado. Ki Leolam Hasido 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 Hasido. Rav Eliezer taught, even the beneficiary of the miracle, is not aware of the miracle done for him. For it is said, blessed be the Lord God, who alone doeth wondrous things, Here, Psalm 72, Hebraically, verse 18, Psalm 72 and 18.
Baruch Yahuwah Elohim, Elohei Yisrael, Osei Niflaota Levado.
Blessed be he who he be, Elohim, the Elohim of Yisrael.
Baruch Yahuwah Elohim, Elohei Yisrael,
who only doeth wondrous things, who alone, Levado, who alone doeth wondrous things, Osei Niflaot Levado.
Baruchi Yehovah Elohim Elohei Yisrael Osei Niflaot Levado 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 Levado.
Rav Joseph taught in saying, O Lord, I will praise thee because thou wast angry with me. Hear. Yishayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 12, verse 1.
Where amarta bayom hahu, Odekai Yehovah, Ki anafta bi,
Yashob Apeka Uate Nachmeini. Fuller verse. And in that day thou shalt say, We amarta bayom hahu, I will give thanks to thee, I, O Jehovah, O he who be who he be, O deka Yahuwah, for though thou wast angry with me, ki anafta bi, thine anger is turned away, Yashov apeka, and thou the I comfortest me. Uate nachmeini. Hear, Rav Yosef taught in saying, O Jehovah, I will praise thee because thou wast angry. Thou wast angry with me. O Dekai Yahuwah, ki anafta bi. Of what is Scripture speaking? Of two men who were about to travel somewhere on business. But a thorn got into the foot of one of the men and kept him from traveling. Whereupon he upbraided Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, and reproached him. After a while, however, he heard that the ship of his companion had sunk in the sea. Whereupon he praised Ha'el, Ha'elohim, and lauded him. Hence, it is said, O Lord, O Jehovah, I will praise thee, I, because thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Thou comfortest I. O deka Yahuwah, ki anafta bi, Yashob apeka, uate nachemeini. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters. Hear, today he saw Mizmor Kof Lamed, wow. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters. Liroka'a haretza al hamayim. To him that spread forth the earth. Liroka'a haretz above the waters. Al hamayim. Liroka haret al hamayim. Our masters taught three liquids, water, wine, and milk, can be declared forbidden by the law of Gilui, the law forbidding the use of liquids that have been left uncovered. And here the Midrash note to Terumot 8 and 4, Terumot 8 and 4. Whence, from where? Whence do we know that water can be declared forbidden? Because it is said of water, to him that stretched the earth above the waters, liroka haaretz al hamayim, to him that stretched the earth above the waters. Whence, from where do we know that milk can be declared forbidden? Because it is said, even in Shoftim, in Judges chapter 4, verse 19, Jael opened a bottle of milk. Jael opened a bottle of milk. Whence, from where do we know that wine can be declared forbidden? Because it is said, even in Yeremiyahu, in Ermes, Jeremiah 13 and 12, Every bottle is filled with wine. And here the Midrash, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, stretched out the earth above the water so as to cover the water. Jael had to open the bottle in that she kept the milk covered. And wine is kept in narrow-necked bottles, so as to keep the wine covered. It is taught that Rav Jose said, Alas, for the people that see and do not know what they see, that stand and do not know what they stand upon. The earth, what does it stand up on? What does it stand upon? Upon the pillars, as it is said even in Job chapter 9, verse 6, God shaketh the earth out of her place, and the pillars thereof tremble. Hamargiz eretz mimakomaha.
ve'amudeha yita palatzun, who shaketh the earth, who shaketh the earth, hamargiz eretz, out of her place, from her place, mimakomaha, and the pillars thereof tremble. Ve'amudeha, and her pillars, ve'amudeha, yita palatzun, and the pillars upon the waters. For it is said, even here in today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Wow, Psalm 136, here at the Wow, at the sixth verse, Le Roka'a Ha'aretz Allah Hamayim. For here, it is said to him that stretched out the earth above the waters. And Hamayim, the waters, above the mountains. For it is said, even in the 104th Psalm, the sixth verse, the waters stand above the mountains.
Above the mountain. Above the mountain. Above the
mountain. Al Harima Ya'amdu Mayim. The waters stood above the mountains. Al Harim Ya'amdu Mayim. The waters stood above the mountains. And Harim and the mountains above the wind. For it is said even in Amos 4 and 13, For look, he that formeth the mountains and created the wind. Ki yahine yotzer harim u'abore ruach. For look, ki hine. For look, see, here it is. Ki hine yotzer harim. He who formeth the mountains, yotzer harim. And he who created the winds, u borei ruach. Ki hine yotzer harim, u borei ruach. And here, Midrash notes, the juxtaposition of the mountains and the wind in this verse is taken as evidence that the mountains stand above the wind. And ruach and the wind above the storm. For it is said, even in the 148th Psalm, Hebraically the 8th verse, wind and storm fulfilling his word. Ruach se'ara osa devaro. Stormy wind, ruach se'ara, fulfilling his word, osa devaro. Ruach se'ara osa devaro.
Devaro, devaro.
And the storm, ruach se'ara, and the storm hangs above the arms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the arms of the Holy One, blessed be He. For it is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 33, verse 27, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and underneath are the everlasting arms.
Arms.
Me'ona Elohek Edem, Ua Miyatachata Zeroota Olam. The eternal God is a dwelling place. Me'ona Elohek Edem. And underneath are the everlasting arms. Ua Miyatachata Zeroota Olam. Me'ona Elohek Edem, Ua Miyatachata Zeroota Olam. And here, Midrash note, pointing to the Midrash, the study on Psalm 104, the eighth section, the eighth perek, the eighth section, the eighth perek, 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 perek. The sages say that the earth stands upon 12 pillars. For it is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 32, verse 8, when the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel.
Israel.
Be'hanchel Eliona Goyim, Be'hafaridoa B'nei Adam, Yatzeba Gebulota Amim, Le Misapara B'nei Yisrael. When the
Most High Elyon gave to the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community, their inheritance. B'hanachel Elyon Goyim, when he separated the children of men, the sons of Adam, B'hafarido b'nei Adam, he set the borders of the peoples, Yatzei b'gebulot amim, according to the number of the children, the sons of Israel, L'misapar b'nei Yisrael. Some say that the earth, the earthly plane, stands upon seven pillars. For, as it is said in Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs, the Mashal of Shlomo HaMelech of King Solomon, wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. Chakmota ba'netaha betaha chatzava. Amudeha Shiba'ah, wisdom, Chakmot, hath builded her house. Chakmot, ba'netaha betaha, she hath hewn out her seven pillars. Chatzaba, Amudeha Shiba'ah. But Rav Eliezer ben Shamua maintains that the earth, the earthly plane, stands upon one pillar, whose name is the righteous. For it is said, even in the Mashal, in the Mishle Shlomo, in Proverbs 10, verse 25, but the righteous is the foundation of the earth.
Of the earth. Of the earth.
With Adik Yisod Olam, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation with Adika Yisod Olam,
Olam.
Or it may be interpreted as, but the righteous one, with Adik, is the foundation of the world. Yisod Olam, with Adika Yisod Olam, or maybe translated as, and the righteous one, the Adik Yisod, the foundation Olam. Forever, foundation of the world, an everlasting foundation. With Sadiq Yisod Olam.
Olam. Olam.
To him that smote Egypt with their firstborn. Hear today's Psalm 136, the 10th verse. To him that smote Egypt with their firstborn. Limakeh Mitzrayim Abiyah Bekorehem. To him that smote Egypt, le makeh Mitzrayim, in their firstborn, bia bikorehem, as he let loose upon Mitzrayim, up on Egypt, the plague of the firstborn, hakadosh baruchu, the Holy One, blessed be, he said, at midnight every firstborn shall die. The firstborn of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, of Mitzrayim, of Kemet, came in and said to their fathers, quote, all things that Moshe promised, he has brought up on upon us. And so, if you wish us to remain alive, go to, fetch forth the Hebrews out of our midst. For if you do not fetch them forth, we shall die. The fathers replied, saying, quote, even if all the Mitzrayim, all the Egyptians should die, the Hebrews shall not go from here. What did the firstborn do then? All the firstborn went into Paro, to Pharaoh, the great house, and cried out to Paro, saying, we beseech thee, O Paro, O Pharaoh, fetch forth this people, on whose account evil will come upon us. And upon thee also. But Pharaoh said to his servants, quote, go to and beat these persons until they are humpbacked. What did the firstborn do then? They went out at once, and each one of them took his sword and slew his father. For it is said, to him that smote Egypt with their firstborn. Scripture does not say here, quote, to him that smote the firstborn of Egypt. Scripture does not say this here. Le makeh mitzrayim bi bekoreihem. Does not say to him that smote the firstborn of Egypt, but says to him that smote Mitzrayim, Egypt, with their firstborn. Le makeh mitzrayim bi bekoreihem. And the firstborn of Mitzrayim of Egypt slew 60 myriads of their fathers, of their patriarchs. Rab Abin said in the name of Rav Yehuda ben Apazi, Bithia, the daughter of Paro, of Pharaoh, was his firstborn. But because Moses' prayer on her behalf, she escaped death. Hebraically, Bithia, historically Hatshepsut. She escaped death, as I know from the verse, even the verse in the Mashal, the Proverbs, Mishlei Shlomo, Proverbs 31 and 18. Her candle goeth not out by night. Lo yikveh balayil neraha, her lamp goeth not out by night. Lo yikveh balayil neraha. Balayil, the word night being spelt layil, here in the Mishlei Shlomo, Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 31:18, second part of the verse, lo yikveh balayil neraha. Here the word night, layil, is spelt here. As also in the verse from Shemot, the verse from Exodus, Exodus chapter 12, verse 42, where it reads, it was a night, layil, of watching to Jehovah, to he who be who he be. So we got two midrash notes right here. The word night is generally Hebraically spelled layla. Here we have it spelled layil. Layil, layil, layil instead of layilaha, layila. So here, the first of the two notes, the word night is generally spelled Hebraically as layla, but here as layil. Second midrash note here, connected with the Shemot, the fact that layil, this spelling is also found in Exodus chapter 12, verse 42, where it reads, it was a night, it was a layil, of watching to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. The scriptural proof for the tradition that Bithia escaped death on the night of the plague of the firstborn seems to run as follows. Bithia was one of 22 women whose virtues matched the virtues of, quote, the woman of valor, or the Eshet Chayil, the virtuous woman, the woman of power, the strong Hebraic woman, the Eshet, the Oset Chayil, a woman of valor, described in Proverbs chapter 31. Accordingly, a reference to Bithia may properly be sought in this chapter. This reference, it is believed, occurs in the words, her candle goeth not out by night. Lo yikveh balayil neraha, her lamp goeth not out by night. Lo yikveh balayil neraha. By verbal analogy, this night is identified with the night of watching to Yahuwah, the night of watching to Jehovah. Here, Shemot, Exodus chapter 12, first part of verse 42. Layil, Shia Mori Mahu La Yahuwah. It was a Layil, Shia Mori Mahu La Yahuwah. It was a night
of watching to he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, when the firstborn of Mitzrayim were smitten, were hit. And on this Layel, this night, therefore the candle, the lamp of Bithiah's life was not put out, 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 put out.
And here, since mention of the virtuous woman, it's good for us to play this, which is the man of the house, traditionally Hebrew homes on a Friday evening near the end of the Seder, would stand up and read Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31. Praise of the Eshet Hayil, the woman of Hayil, of power, the virtuous woman. So hear, hear.
The poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Thank you. find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a... 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 Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies.
Ligozer Yam Sufa Ligazarim. To him who divided the Red Sea, the Yam Suf, the Etera Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, the Sea of Reeds, into parts. Ligozer Yam Sufa Ligazarim. To him who divided the Red Sea, the Yam Suf, in Sunday. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Wow, Psalm 136, here, the 13th verse. At the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, the Etera Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, 10 miracles were wrought, were done, did for our fathers, for our patriarchs. Now here, Midrash, note the commentator here in the Midrash goes on to enumerate 11 miracles. Ani lechozir. At the Red Sea, 10 miracles were wrought for our patriarchs, our fathers. Firstly, the waters of the Yam Suf, the Etera Bahir, were pierced through and were made into a kind of tunnel. As it is said even in Habakkuk, in Vakom Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 14, Thou the eye has pierced through for the sake of his tribes. Thou the eye, male, has pierced through for the sake of his tribes. Hear. The word matau may either mean his rods or his tribes. Nakavta be matayo rosha perazo. Thou, the usual translation is, thou hast stricken through with his own rods the head of his rulers. First part, thou hast stricken through with his own rods. Here we have, thou hast pierced through for the sake of his own tribes. Nakabta be matayo, or thou hast stricken through with his own rods. Here, the word, the Hebrew word matao, may either mean his rods, matao, or his tribes, matao. Nakabta be matayo, thou hast stricken through with his own rods. Or here in the Midrash from Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 14, thou hast pierced through for the sake of his own tribes. Nakavta b'matayo. Secondarily, the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, was divided in two, as is said even in Shemot, Exodus chapter 14, verse 16, lift up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. Thirdly, it was turned into dry land, as is said even in Shemot in Exodus chapter 15, verse 19. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Fourthly, it was changed into a kind of clay, as is said even in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 15. Thou hast trodden the sea with thy horses, the clay of mighty waters. Fifth, the surface of the seaway was broken up, as is said even in Psalm 74, Hebraically the 13th verse. Thou didst break the sea in pieces by thy strength, by thy strength. Ata porarta be'azuka yam, thou didst break the sea in pieces by thy strength. Ata porarta be'azuka yam, be'uzeka yam. And the sixth of the miracles, the waters were turned into rocks, as is said, thou didst shatter the heads of the sea monsters upon the waters. Shibarta rashaya tanim al hamayim. Thou didst shatter the heads of the sea monsters. Shibarta rashi tanim in the waters. Al hamayim. The seventh, the waters were divided into several paths, as is said, to him who divided the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, into parts. Le Gozir Yam Sufa Li Gazarim. To him who divided the Red Sea, the Yam Suf, into parts in sunder. Here, the eighth, the waters were gathered together in masses, as is said even in Shemot in Exodus 15 and 8. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together, together. The ninth, the waters were forced upright into a sort of heap. As is said, the flood stood upright as a heap. The tenth, out of the salt waters, Ha'el, Ha'el, true good, true God, caused sweet water to gush for the B'nai Yisrael, for the sons, the children of Israel, as is said even in Psalm 78, the 16th verse, it gushed out like the rivers. Wayoreda kan harota mayi, and cause waters to run down like rivers. Wayoreda kan harota mayi, it gushed out like rivers. And here, the 11th, the depths crystallized on both sides of the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, and became a kind of glass, as is said even in Shemot in Exodus chapter 15, verse 8, the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. To him who divided the Red Sea into parts. Hear today's Psalm, Psalm 136, the 13th verse. To him who divided the Red Sea into parts. Le gozer yam sufa ligzarim. Hear. Says the Psalm, the Mizmor, and adds further on, to him who giveth food to all flesh. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Wow, Kof Lamed Vav. Psalm 136 at the 25th verse, it goes on to say, to him who giveth food to all flesh, Notain Lechem Likol Basar, who giveth food to all flesh. A mortal king engaged in war is unable to give food to his soldiers. And here, Midrash note, the soldiers are obliged to live off the country. Wet adir, the soldiers are obliged to live off the country. So, Ani lechozer, I repeat, a mortal king engaged in war is unable to give food to his soldiers, nor to make other provision for them. Not so he by whose word the world came into being. For scripture says, Yahuwah Jehovah is ish milchama, is a man of war. He who made war against the Mitzrayim, against the Egyptians. And scripture adds, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Shemo, his name. He who be who he be is his name. Because at the same time he provided and gave food to all his creatures, all his creation. Hence, the two verses, to him who divided the Red Sea, Le Gozer Yam Sufa Li Gazarim, and to him who giveth food to all flesh, Noten Lechem Likol Basar. Rav Shimuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani taught, it is more difficult to give the necessities of life than to give redemption. For redemption may come by way of an angel. As Yaakov, as Jacob said, even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 48, verse 16, the angel, Melaak, who hath redeemed me, redeemed I from all evil. Ha Malaka ha goela oti mikol ra'a. The angel who hath redeemed me, redeemed I from all evil. Ha Malaka ha goel oti mikol ra'a. But the necessities of life must come directly, me'elohim, from ha'el, ha'elohim, the true good, the true God. As Yaakov, as Jacob said, the God who fed me, who fed I all my life long to this day. Here in the verse before, Bereshith in Genesis 48, verse 15. Ha'elohim. Ha-ro'eh oti yameya odiya ada hayom hazeh. The Elohim, ha-Elohim. The true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity. Ha-Elohim, ha-ro'eh, who has been my shepherd. Ha-ro'eh, ha-Elohim, ha-ro'eh oti. All my life long to this day. May odi ada hayom hazeh. Ha Elohim, ha ro'eh otiya, may odi ada hayom hazeh. Ha malaka ha goel otiya mikol ra'a. Rav Yehoshua of Siknin added, It's more difficult than the dividing of the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, Et Rabahir, the Eritrean Sea. Since the Mizmor, the Psalm, says, to him who divided the Red Sea, Le Gozer Yam Sufa Li Gazarim, and then goes on to say, to him who giveth food to all flesh, Notain lechem lekol basar. Ki le'olam chasado. Forever his mercy, his loving kindness. For his mercy, his loving kindness endureth forever, forever. Ki le'olam chasado. 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 And here, the Midrash on Rav Yehoshua, his comment, seems to mean that the dividing of the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, was less difficult since it was done only for Yisrael, for Israel, whereas the giving of food is for all flesh and for all creatures and creation. So this here is the meaning of Rav Yehoshua's point of reference right here. Is more difficult than dividing of the Yam Suf, the Et Rabahir, to him who divided the Red Sea, and then goes on to say, to him who giveth food to all flesh.
Yes. Shabbat Shalom, Sembet Salam. Yes, I rest and refresh, you know. Y'all bless for the Shabbat time, Shabbat Eve. Enjoy the eye Shabbat day. Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach.
Besama Abba, well, women, first clue, Sahadu Amla, Amen. Kibber the Kalu, Kibber the Tiltu, Kibber the Hyde, Kibber the Tedama, we hide the Hila. Ja, Rastafari.
giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the ten string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send Beth Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Beth Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Selam, Shabbat Shalom. Song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Beth Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah!